You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Hey, it's time now for the news. Then we're going to do shower thoughts. And later on, your bad weather must have. And by the way, today, if I may, wish you a very happy National Disc Jockey Day.
Oh,
it is National Disc Jockey Day.
Nice.
Named in honor of a guy named Alan Freed. Alan Freed coined the phrase rock and roll. He also died on this day, along with your microphone holder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, who coined no phrases, but has been a trusted friend throughout the pandemic.
There's a wire hanging out of the top, so
right,
I'm just
going to
avoid that piece.
Yeah, let's not. In fact, let's not even put our spitty mouths too close to it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We don't want the electricity to leap across and one string and the next thing you know.
I'll look up at it. How about
okay.
that? I'll just point it down.
I love it when you look up at it. You mind? Shelley's here with the news.
And coming up in the news, the one thing Biden says he was not prepared for a year later, and what happens in the new Tommy Lee show. It's all brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More, the best selection and service in the 757 for locals by locals. Of course, snow is the top story around here. As we are under a winter weather advisory for tonight, there's a winter storm watch happening for part two tomorrow. Snow on the backside is what Craig said on 13 News Now this morning. So this is going to start this afternoon. We got the rain moving in, switching over to a mix this evening. Not a whole lot tonight, maybe an inch or so sticking around overnight in some places. More of it down south below us. But then we'll get a cloudy day for tomorrow during the evening tomorrow. That's when the moisture comes back. That's the snow on the backside he was talking about.
Right.
The snow will fall, and that's where we're going to get somewhere between 2 and 6 inches of snow, or maybe 3 and 8 inches, possibly 4 and 8 inches, 0 and 69 inches. I mean, you take your pick.
There is that kind of range out there, and he threw himself on it today.
Yeah.
By the way, before the show started, yeah. Even Craig said, you know, it is this.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it is this. He goes, I'm going 3 to 8, which
yeah.
is, you know, when you're talking about doubling the low number, or almost tripling it.
Yeah.
It means we really don't know.
Well, and
we just don't know how far up the system's going to come back up.
And that's it. And he's trying to cover a whole lot of land. And some people may see that 3 or less. And some people may see that 8.
Sure.
And that, so.
It happens.
With this, though, and then that's by the time it's all said and done on Saturday. So that's mostly Friday night into Saturday.
Right.
Now, with this, there are a couple of warnings for you. VDOT is just the latest group trying to keep us home and from going out places. One night to flatten the snow or whatever.
Yeah, just stay home.
They say stay at home, avoid any unnecessary travel. And then we all kind of looked back to I-95 2 weeks ago and thought, maybe we will stay home.
I'll tell you what, when the temperatures get below freezing, you'd be happy you have that effing face mask.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, you know, the bonus on that is kind of like having that scarf when I was a little
true.
Kid. It's not bad.
Now, VDOT did, I love you, VDOT Pete. VDOT did talk some smack about how prepared they are with their 25,551 pieces of salt. Funny because I wrote down the number, but not the unit of measurement. So it's 25,551 salt.
Pounds?
Maybe. 8,691 pieces of sand. And 168,400 gallons of brine. They've already started putting the brine out there. And no, the rain will not wash that away, they say. They did say we need about 2 inches of snow for the plows, though. Anything less than that, and the plows aren't going to be too helpful. And that does bring me to the other big warning that they're putting out there, and that is that sledding is banned at Mount Trashmore. This, according to WVEC, they say the city points to the snowstorm back in 96.
Yeah.
Apparently, we all went out, and it got so chaotic at Mount Trashmore. Virginia Beach EMS was doing, like, run after run, just carrying people to the hospital.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
And I must have been there. Yeah, I'm guessing. I mean, I was little, but I have a memory of being I have a memory of being at Mount Trashmore.
Oh, really?
And sledding.
What I remember is occasionally someone would get up enough speed to hit that road, and that became a problem.
Whoa. Yeah, you know, that's going to be the issue.
Down the hill, and now you're in the street.
Yeah.
That's an issue, and God forbid you keep going and find your way to the highway somehow. I don't know. That's walled in, though, right? There's no way.
It's got to be. Yeah.
There's just no way.
Well, I remember the rumor was somebody went into the water. And that was the problem. I don't know
that
if that was
That wouldn't be a good thing.
I do know in 97 they voted to stop the sledding at Trashmore, and then a full-out ban came 3 years later. So not allowed at Mount Trashmore. Stay off the snow there.
Right.
For your own safety. But otherwise, that's the plan for the next 2 days, and that's what we're looking at. Commute probably going to suck a little bit after this morning.
Got to know if it's going to be bad tomorrow, though. Is there going to be anything in the overnight hours?
Possibly an inch. Maybe an inch is what
Craig call us later and walk us through the...
Maybe
after 8 o'clock. Isn't there like an update at 8 o'clock?
That's what he was saying.
I will save it for that.
Yeah, at about 5...
I'll save my favor for like 9.
At 5 this morning, he was talking about another update coming in about 45 minutes. And then
It's every three hours?
Yeah, yeah. Once that one came in, it didn't really change too much. But we'll see about the next one. So... elsewhere, President Biden gave a news conference last night on the eve of his one-year mark. 1 year ago today, Biden was inaugurated. In his speech last night, he acknowledged that the pandemic has exhausted and demoralized many Americans in his first year in office. He is defending his administration's efforts on the pandemic and noting the economy is actually surging despite concerns about inflation, that according to the Associated Press. He insisted that he has outperformed expectations in dealing with the crises that he's faced. A separate poll released last week, though, a Quinnipiac University poll found that the president's approval rating dropped to 33%, his lowest mark to date. Oh, and the one thing that he was not prepared for in the past year?
I did not anticipate that there'd be such a stalwart effort to make sure that the most important thing was that President Biden didn't get anything done.
Yeah, well, one thing...
Yeah, well, ask the guy you took the job from about that, too.
Really?
While we're on the subject.
One thing he was trying to get done, voting legislation that Democrats and civil rights groups argue is vital for protecting democracy, has collapsed, according to the Associated Press. The outcome late yesterday in the Senate was a setback for President Biden. After a raw, emotional debate, they report, Democrats were unable to change the Senate rules to push past a Republican filibuster. Biden has failed to pressure two holdout Democrat senators to change Senate rules for this one bill. Advocates warn that the new state laws are making it more difficult to vote in elections. Biden said that he is disappointed but not deterred.
Turd.
Yeah. Another bill getting attention, the Magic Mushroom Bill in Virginia. There's a push to reduce the punishment for adult possession of psychedelic mushrooms. This according to WRIC. It's under review in the Virginia General Assembly. The bill presented to the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday would change the possession penalty from a Class 5 felony to a civil fine of up to $100. Now, Will Nelson, co-founder of Decriminalized Nature, not Willie Nelson, who's known for pot.
Yeah. Who now has bad lungs and can no longer smoke weed.
Oh, no. Yeah. Will Nelson was among those who spoke in support of the bill. WRIC reports he said he turned to mushrooms to cope with severe depression after losing his mother in 2018. The committee yesterday also heard from another very appropriately named person, Wiley Gray, the founding director of the Veterans of War. That's just a badass name, though. Wiley Gray.
Yeah.
He said that plant-based medicine helped him cope with PTSD and overcome suicidal thoughts. They did decide to revisit this next week instead of advancing it, so it's just kind of stalled hanging out there.
I don't know anything about psilocybin and mushrooms and stuff like that.
Listen to a Joe Rogan podcast and you'll
there you go. That's all I need. You're right. Yeah.
Some good news. The spike in COVID cases in Virginia is going down, or at least plateauing.
Yay.
And the Associated Press has a new study that compares coronavirus protection from prior infection and vaccination concludes that getting the shots is still the safest way to prevent COVID-19. Mm-hmm. The study examined infections in New York and California last summer and fall. They found people who were both vaccinated and who had survived a prior bout of COVID-19 had the most protection.
Yes, that only makes sense.
Unvaccinated people with a prior infection were a very close second.
Yes.
By fall, when the more contagious Delta variant had taken over, but boosters weren't widespread, those people had a lower case rate than vaccinated people who had no past infection.
And this is a study on the Delta version, by the way.
Yeah.
Just so we're clear. It takes a little while to get all the material together. It's not like anybody was ever hiding this. They finally compiled it all.
Well, yeah, you got to get it and then go through it. And sad thing, it's kind of like the vaccines where...
Well, I saw somebody write, they wrote it in a way, finally admits
that
you get protection from having had it. No, you get protection. There's no doubt about it.
Of course.
The real question about the having had it protection was how long would it last?
Mm-hmm.
And now they're saying it's very good, but it's still not as good as doubling down and having both the shots and having had the COVID.
Well, and
if you know what I mean.
Also, how does that hold up against the next variant? You know,
who knows? Because they're already saying get ready for the next one.
Well, that's the thing they were saying about, you know, they're going to have the Omicron variant booster shot in March.
Specific, because it needs to be tailored now.
Yeah, it's like the flu shot.
Yes, there you go. Like the flu shot, right.
So the Center for Disease Control and Prevention released the study yesterday, and that brings us to the soup. There is a video going around of a guy doing the nice thing, delivering his mom's homemade soup to his sister's house. His sister has COVID. She's inside.
Yeah.
He sets the pot of soup down on the front porch. He then does the brotherly thing, stands over it, and... farts on their soup.
Why? Now, before I get all, you know, crazy on this, is this a joke they have between them?
Yeah,
or
maybe.
Is he just that big of an a-hole? Do you know what I mean? Some families think these farts are really funny.
Sure.
And just fire them off, you know, indiscriminately.
Made me laugh.
Exactly. But by the same... is this a complete D move? Is that what we're taking it for?
Farting over the soup? Yeah. I don't know. It was captured on the sister's
She's already sick?
Yeah.
And you're doing this to the soup?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that part because Dr. Anthony Yon, a holistic plastic surgeon from Michigan, told his followers on TikTok that it is possible to go blind from farting if your fart is pungent enough.
Although this is very unlikely, if the gas you pass is extremely pungent, it could contain large amounts of hydrogen sulfide. Studies show that hydrogen sulfide is very effective in reducing blood pressure, and if it reduces blood pressure to the central retinal artery, your silent but deadly toot could theoretically make you go blind. So be careful if you're making a lot of bubbles in your bathtub.
I mean,
okay, so he's already telling you it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. Yeah. It would have to be extreme. That's like the most extreme case. Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, you'd have to be in some place that's airlocked.
Yeah, essentially.
Where all you're breathing is fart. Maybe from that chick who farts in the jar. Who, by the way, did you see that story today?
Well, what? What's the newest?
She's found a love connection based on somebody who used to buy her farts in a jar. I'll tell you about it coming up in Stupid News. How about that?
Okay. Right. I'm in. Right. Speaking of love connections, if you're not planning on watching the new Hulu series, Pam and Tommy, this might change your mind. There is a scene. This show, by the way, is about Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. Yeah. There's apparently a scene where Tommy Lee has a conversation with his Big Tommy. I don't know. I don't want to call it a little Tommy because we've all seen the video,
right?
It's
pretty good sized.
Now, what do they talk about? Whether or not Tommy is falling in love with Pamela Anderson. The director says the scene was awkward. Quote, you've got four puppeteers working an animatronic wiener.
Four people to operate the wang.
And then how much is too much? And do you start to lose his emotional torment of what's going on? Hopefully it works.
Is it so distracting?
That's the quote.
That it ruins the scene, you know?
I would think so. I mean, that happened in that Bruno movie, you know?
Oh, you mean when the Wang was talking?
Yes.
Yeah, that was that. Yeah. That was an ode to an old, there was an old UHF-styled movie called Kentucky Fried Movie, where they had a talking penis in the 1970s.
Okay.
Doing an STD commercial. It was legit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty wild. But just remember, it's always the fault of the Wang.
You know whose fault it is, don't you? It is the fault of the Wang.
All right. Just I thought I'd throw that in there.
No, this talking Wang.
Yes.
Nobody on the show can take credit for the idea. It was lifted directly from Tommy's autobiography, Tommyland.
Wow.
One of the producers says, quote, I think it might be a first for television, but Hulu was extremely supportive. If you're interested in seeing it, Pam and Tommy debuts on Hulu on February 2nd.
Fantastic.
I know.
It's going to be the best time ever.
Don't be shy.
Right.
Whip out everything you got and do it in the butt. By Leon Phelps.
Thank you, Leon. Appreciate it.
I'd watch that show.
It is the fault of the wine.
Around here today, we got the rain moving in, mainly after 3 o'clock. Temperatures rising to about 50 by noon, but then falling as we go through the remainder of the day, so we can get ready for that chance of snow.
Right.
Rain and snow mix as we go into this evening. Snow likely, possibly some freezing rain in the overnight hours, a low around 26. That's where we could get maybe an inch on the ground. So be ready for that tomorrow when you're getting up to drive into work or whatever you got to do.
Sure.
As for Friday, it looks like clouds for most of the day. There is a chance of some snow as we go into the later parts of the day tomorrow, and that's where we're supposed to get that, somewhere between 0 and 420 inches.
Okay, thank you.
as for right now, it's 42 degrees,
yeah.
And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.